Some years ago, I got interested in and was watching the trial of the infamous Ted Bundy in Florida. He handled his own defense, and when it came to the sentencing of the court, the judge said the very interesting thing. First of all, he complimented Ted Bundy on his handling of his own defense and thought he did an excellent job, and told Mr. Bundy that if he had taken a different course in life, he would have enjoyed working with him and probably would be a likable person. But he had chosen the wrong path in life, and that the demands of the law must be satisfied for his crimes, and sentenced him to death. You see, Ted Bundy had to be justified before the law, and the only way he could be justified was to die for his crimes. It is the same condition that we find ourselves in. Everyone has sinned. Everyone. The punishment we face and the justification for our sins is death. We are under condemnation. But in Isaiah, it says this, "He, that is God, shall see the travail of his soul, that is Jesus, and shall be satisfied. By his knowledge shall my righteous servant justify many, for he shall bear their iniquities." Jesus Christ justifies us before the law. His stripes, the punishment of our peace, was upon him. He was numbered with the transgressors, and he bore the sin of many and made intercession for the transgressors. If we have faith in Jesus Christ and confess our sins and receive his Spirit, we are justified because he paid the penalty for us. And God was satisfied with that. The law was satisfied. And we came out from death into life. Listen to what Isaiah says in Isaiah 53, 10 through 12. "Yet it pleased the Lord to bruise him. He has put him to grief. When you shall make his soul an offering for sin, he shall see his seed. He shall prolong his days. And the pleasure of the Lord shall prosper in his hand. He shall see the travail of his soul, and shall be satisfied. By his knowledge shall my righteous servant justify many, for he shall bear their iniquities. Therefore will I divide him a portion with the great, and he shall divide the spoil with the strong. Because he has poured out his soul unto death, and he was numbered with the transgressors, and he bore the sins of many, and made intercession for the transgressors." Let's pray. Father, I stand before you in judgment. Without Jesus Christ, I have nothing to say. I have no defense. The demands of your eternal law must be satisfied, and I must be justified before them, and the sentence is death. But Jesus died for me. He paid the price. He bore my sins. Thank you for providing this way. I receive Jesus into my life. And I will live as one who is justified, one who is liberated, one that was freed from the condemnation of death, to live with you forever. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.